is. Surrey Hills Festival presents a fabulous celebration of their dynamic urban community. This year's the festival's theme is Spring into Surrey Hills, which is a celebration of the flower power era in the late 60s to early 70s. A spanning 10-day viewers were presented with an eclectic array of projections, installations and music. And joining us and now to tell you more is co-producer Victoria Johnston. Good morning.
Morning, Soph. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Now, the festival's not till September, but we have you in here a bit earlier for a very good reason. You want artists.
We want artists, so we've launched our call out for musicians, roving performers, installation artists. We're looking for lots of artists who can work in all sorts of flexible spaces. We've got main stages, we have little pop-up stages. We are looking for artists to do installations in vacant shops, along streetscapes, all around Surrey Hills, all the way a walking trail from Central up along Devonshire Street, along Crown Street, up to the neighbourhood centre and surrounds. And this year is particularly fun because it is a flower power festival, the voice of the people. So the Neighbourhood Centre, which of course is a not-for-profit community welfare organisation, was founded in the late 60s, 70s. So we thought that's the era of flower power. Flowers, it's about, you know, celebrating the nurturing of the community, blossoming new ideas. And we also think that is a really fun theme for artists to work with. It can be about people power, voice to the people, artists being activists, claiming space. We're giving out the streets, the shop fronts, the stages to blanket Surrey Hills in beautiful, bold installations that give people a voice. And also we're looking for works that particularly also engage the community. You know, Surrey Hills has a fascinating history. There's story, there's gangsters, there's wonderful activism. It's got a rich history of, you know, creative communities, textiles, the rock and roll industry. So we're after works that celebrate that, bring the community together. And part of the festival approach is we work with artists for many months leading up to the festival in creating works because that engages communities. And we see art as a way to bring the community together through times of change. It's a very disparate community because you've got gentrification and very high densities of low-income earners. So our view is everyone should connect, work together, share resources, ideas, support one another and really celebrate, you know, what's positive about today in Sydney in this unique urban environment.
Yeah, you mentioned that word gentrification and Surrey Hills, spot bang, middle of the city, prime for it. And, you know, how do you kind of consolidate that with the way development's going in Sydney with its rich history of, you know, where all the low-income people used to live and where artists used to live? How do you kind of consolidate that?
Well, one way we do that is I personally view arts as a way of giving people, artists and community, a way to claim their space, to own their space. People live in these cities. It's the houses that house them. It's the places. It's all about community. And every year we do sort of at least one iconic public art project where we invite everyone to have a say. So this year we're working with local fashion designers and installation artists and lighting designers, and we're doing a big project called the Empower Flower Project where we're inviting everyone to contribute to enormous daisy chain flower installation. And within that we're partnering with a group of academics and researchers called the Happiness Lab, and everyone is invited to say what they want to see in the area, what they love about Surrey Hills. And kicking off from the 13th of September, culminating in the festival, will be a giant beautiful glowing flower, glowing day and night, which makes everyone happy. Gorgeous. So similarly, we're looking for artists to come with new ideas. We do support artists. We have funds to support artists.
Did you hear that? That magical word, funds.
Yeah. It is all proceeds do go to support the Surry Hills Festival on the day. But from the 13th to the 22nd of September, we want to present a full program of art installations, pop-up performances in shops and venues, pubs, all along the streetscapes, and the whole celebration that's called Spring into Surry Hills will, of course, culminate in the iconic Surry Hills Festival on Saturday, the 22nd of September, which will be packed with all of your works when you apply.
Excellent. So you mentioned it's also including Devonshire Street.
Yeah.
How is that going to work with all the construction?
Well, I mean, that is part of the one of the exciting things. I mean, the good thing about the you know, it will bring public transport to Surry Hills. So there's some really great key messages around that. The building there actually, it really brings some really exciting opportunities for artists to play in a new space, little nooks and crannies, high places. We can put things up high. A lot of the buildings along there and the shops are really keen to get involved. So we've got, they're all helping us with sites to put projections, installation equipment. So we've got a call out to filmmakers and, you know, animators, etc. It provided space, and it's about celebrating as those spaces open up and connecting to Crown Street. So in a way, it's an interesting way that artists can work with a new environment and test a new space. And I think that's a key role of artists as our environments and cities change. Artists can be a real conduit to see what works, what doesn't, and again, support people through times of change.
Excellent. Well, we're just about out of time, so where can people apply if they're an artist?
Yeah, so go online. It only takes a few minutes. All ideas welcome, because you never know what blossoms a great installation. Go to surreyhillsfestival.com and just, there's a whole lot of apply now links. So
I'm sure I'll be all over it.
Yeah, so surreyhillsfestival.org. Sorry, it's surreyhillsfestival.org. And yeah, go online, have a look at photos from previous years and all kinds of, we're looking for all kinds of applications. So please, you know, we support everyone to apply. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us here today, Victoria.
Thank you.